With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. The recent heat wave on the west side of the Cascades created an oven that raspberry growers could not have prepared for. Henry Bierlink, executive director of the Washington Red Raspberry Commission, says there was really a wide range of damage done.
There are some that are mildly hurt, and there's others that were severely hurt. And it tended to go more by location. The farther inland, the hotter it got, and it just cooked some of those berries.
And Bierlink says if that wasn't bad enough,
there were certain varieties of raspberries that had less canopy to protect the berries than other varieties. So a little bit on varieties and on location, it makes quite a difference.
Not surprisingly, Bierlink says the berry damage varied from field to field.
I was kind of looking at 20 to 40 probably in the range as a total for all the berries in this area affected. But when you look at some of those fields, it's a lot more than 50%. And there's others that, like I say, a little, maybe 5, 10%.
Bierlink says the two measures for loss are tonnage and quality.
We, measure, of course, by volume. That some were paid by the pound, but we're also paid by the grade. And some of those berries that were destined for IQF, the high grade, were the most value, were severely sunburned and won't make that grade.
Tune in tomorrow for more on the damage the heat inflicted on our Washington red raspberries. And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.